We're going to move on now to chapter 15. I already did some of that in the previous talk. When morning came, the chief priests with the elders and the scribes, that is, the whole Sanhedrin, held a council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. And now we're starting to see this theme, huh? The parodidone, hand over. The process starts with Judas. When he's coming, Jesus says, "Ho parodidus me," you know, the one handing me over is approaching, huh? The hour has come, behold, the hand of man, the Son of Man is to be handed over. That's that word. Let us go. My betrayer is at hand. That's way back in chapter 14. Now we're looking at this confrontation with Pilate. We don't know much about this man, Pilate, Pontius Pilatus. He had this position. Being a prefect of this province was not a great and glorious position. And Pilate was known to be a little bit cruel at times. And we don't remember, there's not much record of what happened to him after this. Anyway, so they bring him there, and they hand him over to Pilate. And Pilate says, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Now, he's waiting for an answer. "No, then why are they saying these things?" "Yes, then are you a rebel against Caesar?" And our Lord says, "You say so. You're calling me the king of the Jews." The chief priests accused him of many things. Doesn't it make you sad to think of the viciousness of this attack? But remember, we're all there. It's our sins that he's bearing. And so, the chief priests accused him of many things. Again, Pilate questioned him, "Have you no answer? See how many things they accuse you of." Jesus gave him no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. It's at this point in the Gospel of John where there's this long interaction between Pilate and Jesus. "So you are a king," and all the rest. But in Mark, that's all we have. And now we have this occasion of the feast. He used to release to them one prisoner whom they requested. Now there is some evidence of this, that this was a custom. There was a man, Barabbas, if that's really his name, literally son of the father, Barabbas, was then in prison along with the rebels who had committed murder in a rebellion. The crowd came forward and began to ask him to do for them as he was accustomed. Pilate answered, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that it was out of envy that the chief priest had handed him over. Notice the truth and the clarity and the insight of the gospel text, showing us all these human emotions. Pilate would like to release him. He hates the Jews anyway, but he's afraid for his job. They've got some influential people back in Rome, and if they report that he colluded with a traitor, a revolutionary, he could lose his job. And they know that. And so, now, we have evidence of that. I don't think I brought it with me, but we have evidence of that custom. Okay. Now, on the occasion of the feast, Eus released to them one prisoner whom they requested. It's just a gesture. A man called Barabbas was then in prison along with the rebels who had committed murder in a rebellion. Now, these are real, these are the people whom Judas wanted Jesus and the disciples to join, the zealots. The crowd came forward and began to ask him to do for them as he was accustomed. And Pilate answered them, "Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews?" Because he knew, as he said, the text tells us, he knew it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed him over. What was the envy? So simple. He preached. The people loved to hear him talk about the Father and the Father's mercy, calling them to righteousness. He preached and told them they had to love each other and forgive each other. People knew that was true. And they loved to hear him talk. And so Pilate is hoping that they're going to say, "Yes, release the King of the Jews." For he knew that it was out of envy that the chief priest had handed him over. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. You see, emotions, why we have to be so careful. If you're in a crowd and they're all, you can get just as excited as they are and be led right down the garden path. Not only, you know, in a crowd like this, but watching television. You know, there are certain broadcasting companies that will take you down this path. Others will take you down this path. And if you don't stop and think and reflect, you can be just like this crowd. Do something really evil out of pure stupidity and emotional excitement. But the chief priests had stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas. Is that his real name? We don't know. Because literally it means son of the Father. Pilate again said to them in reply, "Then what do you want me to do with the man you call King of the Jews?" They shouted again, and now you can see how they have worked this crowd. "Crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" They only shouted the louder, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas, and after he had Jesus scourged, handed him over to be crucified. Mark, as usual, is very dense and condensed. It might have been that Pilate thought, "Well, I'll have him beaten. I'll show him to the crowd." A lot of the crowd will say, "Oh, that's enough. That's enough." But the crowd is saying now, "We want to be, in this situation." And so, that's the end of that section. We'll move on a bit. The soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is the praetorium, and assembled the whole cohort. They clothed him in purple and, weaving a crown of thorns, placed it on him. They began to salute him with, "Hail, King of the Jews," and kept striking his head with a reed and spitting on him. They knelt before him in homage, and when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple, dressed him in his own clothes, and led him out to crucify him. Now let's reflect on this. Huh? Who is this? This is the eternal Son of God, being subjected to the malice and the mockery, first of the crowd, and then of the soldiers. Now, these soldiers, they're probably almost all Syrian. They're conscript. You hire these fellas, and they'll do your building. And if you put Syrians there in Palestine, first place, they know that nobody there likes them. They hate Syrians. So that makes them doubly loyal to Rome, and also doubly anxious to make life miserable for the Jews. So these are the soldiers who have just made all this fun of Jesus. And now they're going to lead him out to crucify him. It's at a point like this that we can, as the saints have done, meditate on the Passion. And let the Holy Spirit show us, not in some emotional guilt trip, but his real spiritual insight. I contributed to the mockery and the suffering of Jesus. My sins have done this. How many of the saints have had that beautiful, deep understanding? It's not just the crowd or Pilate or the Jews or the Pharisees. It's me. He's dying for my sins. And so it's important that we understand that this mockery, they're having fun, and cruel fun. And this is the way that they get Jesus ready. Now, the idea that he was going to be beaten, see? That's usually the crucifixion process, is to beat a man. So he's submissive to the rest of the torture, carrying his cross with a big sign on what he's guilty of, out where they're going to nail him. First, his hands to the cross beam he's carrying, and then his feet to the upright beam, which is awaiting him there. Death comes, as I'll explain, through asphyxiation. See, the prisoner, his hands are like this, and his body begins to sag, which cuts off access to the diaphragm, and he can't breathe. So to breathe, he lifts himself up on his feet, which are nails, which just causes greater pain. And this is why, Cicero used to say, crucifixio mors crudelissima, a most cruel death. And they always crucified people out in a public place, out just outside the city on a road leading to a major place outside the gate. Why? If you don't watch it, you'll be next. You try plotting against Rome, you'll be the next one hanging there. It was to frighten them they did that, you see. And so we'll take up that part, the way of the cross, after the break now.